Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. And we are in midstream in a message entitled, Only Believe and Thou Shalt See the Glory of God. And we've been looking, these are the words of Jesus, we've been looking at the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John. And at this point in time, where the scenario is Jesus is standing before the tomb. And I'd like to read verse 38 in chapter 11. Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And we see, of course, this was the language of doubt and human reasoning. Jesus had just spoken to her. She said, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. But Jesus responded, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then, of course, she, as I said, she gave a theological answer. She said, Yea, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And as Martha stood there and was objecting in verse 39, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he'd been dead 4 days. Now, we know from the ministry of Jesus, I'm just thinking, remember the time he was passing a funeral procession and there was a widow mother and her only son was dead and he had compassion on her and he raised the son from death and returned him to his mother. And yet, obviously, this was probably relatively recent. I mean, in that time, they didn't waste much time burying the dead because of the climate, and there was just something that wasn't delayed. And in this case, here Lazarus, I mean, we don't know how long the funeral, the burial took place, but he was in the grave 4 days. So sufficient time had passed that in the natural, it would have been quite an unpleasant thing to open the stone because by now he stinketh. And in verse 40, Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou should see the glory of God? And what we see here is that Martha, so much like us, was looking at the difficulty more than the promise. And so often our eyes are on the dead more than the life-giving one. Isn't this why many of us fail to see the glory of the Lord's power? Sometimes we shake our head when we read the Old Testament. We, for example, you know, the 12 spies that went into the Promised Land, only Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report. And the other 10 just, you know, said they put fear in the hearts of the Israelites. They said, we're like grasshoppers. There's huge walled cities and there's giants. And they doubted God's promise that he wanted to give them a promised land. And as Caleb said, you know, we're well able to take the land. And like them, we see giants more than the arm of omnipotence. We look around and we see unsaved family and friends in spiritual death or perhaps physical illness, and we mourn their sad condition as hopeless because we've not fixed our eyes on Him who is the resurrection and the life. Now, let's go on to verse 40. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, he's speaking to Martha now, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Beloved, you know, so often we say, well, you know, I just don't have the faith for that, or we just feel something is so hopeless, or perhaps we've gone so many years and there have been so many things in our past that our faith level is just really, you know, not on the charts at all. And we've allowed disappointment and tragedy, just like had occurred right now in Martha and Mary's life. Just think how disappointed they were that Jesus didn't come when they asked, and it was so critical, and now he was dead, and it was all over, and there was no hope, because that's certainly how it looked at, in the natural. And so Jesus gives a rebuke of love in verse 40. And beloved, doubt is not an infirmity, but it's a sin. It's a denial of the word of him who cannot lie. The Holy Spirit, when we're unsaved, he must convince of sin before he quickens into newness of life. And if sickness must bring us down to the place of death, that the Son of Man may be glorified in doing a marvelous work in us and for us, praise God. Whatever it takes, beloved. Sometimes, you know, I don't have answers for some of the things that happened in my life. No one might be able to answer some of the questions that you have, things that have happened in your life or are happening. We may not have answers until we stand before the Lord. But if sickness and suffering bring a death of self-love and self-will, that the power of Christ may be manifested, beloved, it'll be worth it. Resurrection life can only come where there has been death. How often unbelief hinders the manifestation of his power. In Matthew 13 and 58, the word says, and he, referring to Jesus, did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. How often do we pray, Lord, if you'd been here, while he's saying to us, if thou wouldest believe. Oh, beloved, you might be in a place right now that your heart is broken and you don't know what you're going to do, where you're going to go from here. But the Lord is reaching out to you through this broadcast. If you can relate to the pain, to the sorrow, to the heartache that were in the hearts of Mary and Martha, just think how desolate. They couldn't understand why the Lord had not come. They knew him well enough that had he been there, their brother wouldn't have died. But now it was hopeless. It was too late. It was all over. And some of you feel in your situation, it's too late. God, you know, it's beyond help. You don't see any way out. You don't see any answers. You don't see how God is going to make a way where there literally is no way. Beloved, it's at that point in time that God will show his miracle working power. Oh, beloved, only believe and thou shalt see the glory of God. I want to stop right here. As there may be someone listening that's not saved. You have, you know, just happened to hear this broadcast and you were kind of stopped. Well, Jesus can make you into a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And if you'll just pray a simple prayer inviting the Lord into your heart and life, he can change your circumstances. More importantly, he can change you. And he will create a brand new future for you. And you will come from spiritual death into spiritual life. Oh, you're alive, you're listening, but spiritually you're dead unless you know Jesus. And so right now, Father, if there's someone listening that needs Jesus as Savior, Lord, just pray with me. Father, I come to you, and Lord, I don't have answers, and I know my life is a mess, and I'm asking you to change me, to come into my life, to come into my heart. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to show me a new way, a new life with Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I confess him now with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, and he now sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high in heaven, and he's living, praying for me right now, making intercession for me. I give my life to you, and I ask you to lead me in the pathway of life and have your way in my life as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. And beloved, you may have walked with the Lord for many years, but you need encouragement. You need God to make a way out of the crisis, the calamity, the problems you're in. He can make a way. And beloved, You know, I just, as we look at verse 41, because Jesus is saying, he's saying to us, if thou wouldst believe, didn't I say that in my word? You would see the glory of God. He's saying that to us. Verse 41 says, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hadst heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Here we see the obedience of faith. That's the first thing. It says, then they took away the stone. They could have objected and say, no, we're not going to do that, no. But we see that that stone of unbelief often lies in the way of the dead in sin being raised or in seeing the miracle working power of God. There's all kinds of stones. There's the fear of man. There's the love of the world. There's selfish indifference. There's morbid fatalism. Oh, whatever will be, will be. God will do what he wants to do. Beloved, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. And also, I see here a beautiful plan of the body of Christ working together. This is God's plan for Koinonia. Beloved, Jesus had the power. He could have just spoke to the stone and it rolled away. But no, it shows how much we need one another. He commanded them to roll the stone away. And that wasn't just one person. Those stones were heavy. But others were called, and they were part of that miracle. Beloved, as this broadcast comes to a close, you may have struggled. You might just feel broken in heart, broken in spirit, broken in soul, but God can make a way for you. And there's power in agreeing prayer. In just a few moments, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. This ministry has been raised up to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. You may have no one else you can turn to except the Lord. Yes, you can pray yourself, but there's power in agreement. And I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you that contact information. You can't roll that stone away by yourself. You need the help of others. And I pray that if the Lord's Holy Spirit's moving on your heart, you'll jot down and note that contact information. You don't have to write a lot. Just share the need. And I'm believing God with you for miracles in your life. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you. Lord willing, we'll complete this message on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,